diver Laura Wilkinson shocked the world almost two decades ago when she overcame a crushed foot to win the platform gold at the 2000 Summer Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia.
A back 2.5 somersault with 1.5 twist. She has the high degree of difficulty. She equals the degree of difficulty of the two Chinese in this round at 3.0.
Is it going to be good enough to get the gold medal? Is it going to be good enough? Laura Wilkinson thinks it might be.
She's gone straight in. She made a little bit of splash coming straight up, but she sets the pace because everybody has to follow her that has any desire to beat her whatsoever.
Mom still can't bear to watch. Dad's got it all on the video. And Coach Kenny Armstrong has watched this unbelievable drama unfold. And you don't see a lot of fist pumping from Laura Wilkinson, usually reserved, but she knows that might have secured the gold. Good scores for Wilkinson on a clutch final dive.
Yeah, that final dive did secure the gold for Laura in 2000 at the Summer Olympic Games in Sydney. That was NBC's coverage of the games. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect online for more information, or if you'd like to give to support the show, you can do that too at WWIB.com. Now, at the age of 41, with a husband and four kids at home, Wilkinson is making an attempt to make her fourth American Olympic team in Tokyo next summer. And she's with me, the former Texas Longhorn diver, on the phone from her home down in Houston to talk about her return to Olympic competition. Laura, like I said, you're a wife, busy mother of four down there in Houston, and you have an Olympic gold medal, but maybe this mom thing is even a tougher assignment than trying for your fourth Olympic team. Maybe you should get a medal for that.
Yeah, that's definitely the thankless job a lot of times, but that's the one that obviously fills my cup to overflowing, and it's hard and it's awesome. What if it's the hardest, best job in the world? And that's so true.
Maybe every mom should get some kind of award. Huh? Tell us about your family, will you?
Yeah, so I have four kids, three girls and a boy. I have two biological and two adopted. So we adopted from China and Ethiopia. So we are a very colorful family, and we love that. We know we're a little bit different than maybe how all our friends look around us, but we think that's a beautiful thing, and I think it reflects the body of Christ, and I love that personally. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So you are attempting this comeback for the Tokyo Olympics next year. How do you find the balance between, you know, training in the pool and taking care of your family at home there?
It's definitely not easy, and it wasn't an easy decision. Like, I wish it just as easy as you made it sound. But, you know, when I was just me diving, any decision or sacrifice I had to make was not that hard because it just affected me. But now any decision or sacrifice I make affects, you know, my husband and four children. And so that's been a much harder thing this time around. You know, I really have to weigh my decisions a little more heavy. You know, like, we, in order to train, like, we're, you know, not professional athletes per se. We have to fund our own training. And so we had to downsize our house, you know, as we were bringing our fourth child home. So there's been a lot of adjustments, but we think it's worth it. My husband and I are, you know, very much on the same page. We make those decisions together. And I love that my kids can see what I'm doing and watch it. I know they don't understand the gravity of it now. They're all very young, but I know they're going to be able to look back someday and kind of see what we walked through. And hopefully they'll have learned a lot of great character building traits from that.
So when did you get the idea to try to win a spot in your fourth Olympic team for next year for Tokyo?
You know, I don't know that it ever really left me. I mean, when you love a sport, you love a sport, and sometimes you just don't want to be done with it. I've got so many friends who say, oh, I'm done, I never want to be in there again, but I was never like that. I retired in 2008 because I wanted to be a mom, and I knew that's a very hard thing to do as a diver, so I thought I had to retire. And, you know, I went to 2012 with NBC and 2016 with NBC also, and I got to watch a lot of the diving, and it was really hard to stand by and watch and not be a part of it. And I kind of started playing in the pool a little bit during the year of 2016 just for fun. But I kind of promised myself in the back of my mind, like, if things come back well, like, maybe I'll just give it another go and we'll see. And when I talked to my coach, he's like, he told me he didn't think I was crazy. So that was all the green light that I needed.
So how many times did you say to yourself, okay, I'm in my late 30s or I'm in my early 40s now. This is nuts. I can't do this.
Yeah, I definitely said that quite a few times. But funny enough, I feel like I'm the only one saying that. I've had a lot of support and encouragement from the people around me and people reaching out through social media, which has really surprised me. I thought I would have a lot more negativity and like, what are you doing? And I, you know, put my own fears and worries and expectations of what people were going to say, you know, I put that on other people, and that's not what people were thinking. Those were my own fears and insecurities. So it's been really cool to see so much positivity and support for what I'm doing. So it's been encouraging.
All right. Laura Wilkinson, the Olympic gold medal diver from Sydney almost two decades ago, trying to make Team USA next year for the Summer Games in Tokyo. Laura, we're out of time for today's show, so let's get you back here and talk about the reaction of these kids in the pool, sometimes 13, 14-year-old kids training with you for the Olympic Games. What do they think about Laura Wilkinson at almost age 42 coming back? And talk about age. Is that a factor in your sport? And we'll get to that on our next Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being here today. Have a spectacular day, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, too. Bye, Greg.